Nezashim is Bochum begin Perg Shiv Esm, the 27th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Machir, the Laws of Sales in the Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisitions. We will continue the theme of the previous program regarding when you sell something, what's included in the sale. And this perk we discuss regarding what's included in some type of a traveling instrument, some type of vehicle, and regarding an animal, and regarding a slave. As Rambam begins Halacha Alpha, what's included in selling a boat, a ship? Hamechas is that someone sells a boat. So Mokras HaTayrin, including that sail, is the mast, Vesanes, and the sail, Vesagonim Shalom, and the anchors, Veskolam Shaitin, and all the ropes, Hamanhiganis, that they use to steer the boat, Vesakevish, and the ramp, Vesaskolo Shalom, Hamlasvin, the Mayardinala, around the ladder that they go to go up the boat and go down to lower places, Vesbesamayim Shabadecha, the water reservoirs that they have inside of it, Avoloi Mokra Esabitsis, but the beatsis is not according to the sale. Behi Aspina Katana, that's a small boat, Shaholchim Balamayim, that they use to go on the water, Hakrim Leibosh, which are close to the dry land, where the ships can't go to. Volimach HaDugis, neither is the Dugis sold. Behi Aspina Katana, that's a different small boat, Shatzadim Baha Malachim Esadugim, that the sailors use to catch fish. Volimach HaZavod Moisim Han, neither is the sale, including the slaves who work on the ship. Volimach HaTzufin, and not the bags, Volimach HaSchayr Shabbatecha, neither the merchandise that's on the boat. Now, Bisman Shomalek, when they told him, I'm selling you everything all included, then Harikul Mukhum, all these items are included in the sale. Halacha Bey is regarding the halachas as they apply to cattle. So, Amechas HaKarn, if someone sells a carriage, Loimachas HaPradis, that does not include the sale of the mules, Bisman Shain Kutruz, if the mules are not tied onto the carriage. Machas HaPradis, if he sold the mules, Loimachas HaKarn, it's not sold the carriage. Machas HaTzemet, if he sold the double yoke, Le mochas abakeh is not sold the cattle. Mochas abakeh sold the cattle. Le mochas atemet is not sold the yoke. I feel like mochas mitzvah mitzemet baker. Even in the place where some of the people called the tzemet, they mean the baker. That doesn't make a difference. The selling of the baker, the does not include the tzemet, and the tzemet include the baker. Halacha gimel mochas oil. Someone sells oil. Now that type of a yoke, the oil is a different terminology than that of tzemet. And that is machar sapar. That includes the sale of the cow. Machar sapar le machar oil. But if you sold the cow, that does not necessarily include the yoke. Oil on its own is only with the inclusiveness of the part. Machar sagal. If he sold the wagon, machar sabaka. He sold the cattle. Machar sabaka. He sold the cattle le machar sagal. It's not including necessarily the wagon. And ve'ena damiroyi b'cholei v'amakizmim. And the fact how much money he's paying is not approved by all these things and things similar like that. In fact, you're paying that much more. Saying, wait a second, it must mean he thinks that's included. No, it's only what we're saying is included. And the Chadal continues regarding what's included in the sale of a donkey. So if someone sells a donkey, the saddlecloth is included in the sale, and the saddle, the apish, and love even is not on it when the sale is happening. But the saddle bag is not included. Neither what the women used to ride on it. But even if it's on at the time of the sale, that's not included in the sale. And like we said, the monies are not proof. We're as follows. If he made an error, which a person's would have thought make such a mistake. I mean, it's not a crazy mistake. You could say that the person paid a little bit more than really what should have because he didn't understand. So then, yesh le'elah. So then, we don't say, oh, must have been that additional money, must have been because to include all these other things. No, not necessarily. It's included in the regular category, but no. And if it's, let's say, a gap of a sixth, so then you have halacha by no, which you get the money back. But let's say the gap is more than a sixth, so it's considered a nullification of the sale. Like any seller and a buyer. Now, but let's say it was such a mistake that you can't even say that it was even a mistake. It was too big of a gap. What do you mean? No one thinks that this cost that. Still, actually in that case, the sale is not voided because it must have been that he's giving him a gift. And it does not get because that, oh, must have been he had included in the sale the sacks. No, he only gets the donkey and not the saddlebags. Anything similar like this. We don't bring proof from the monies, how much it was, to infer what was being sold. What's being sold is, like we said, is included in that terminology, in that sale. Halacha Vav continues regarding selling a maidservant. Someone sells a maidservant, including the sale of the garments on her that she's wearing. I feel like he may, even if they're 100, but the bracelet's not included in the sale, not the nose ring, like the buzz, not the rings, not the chokers in her neck, which are certain types of necklaces. Now, if he said to him, Shivcha b'chomash alev, the maidservant, whatever's on her, oh, that's extra terminology, then they're all sold. Even what she's wearing is expensive clothing worth 100 mah, doesn't make a difference. That was including it all. Halacha zayin. Someone says to his friend, Shivcha mu'ubedes ani meichlach. He didn't just say a shivcha, he said, the pregnant maidservant I'm selling to you. Or pata mu'ubedes ani meichlach, I'm selling to you a pregnant cow. Okay, then machle is avolad, including the sale is the fetus, is the child. Shivcha menika nimoichlach. Let's say he says the terminology which he didn't have to say. He says a nursing maid servant I'm selling to you. Or part of nika nimoichlach. I'm selling to you a nursing cow. Leimochaloi es avolad, including the sale is not necessarily the child. The seller could say when they said the word manika was just that the buyer could utilize the milk of the cow or the milk of the maidservant to use it for some other purposes because there's utility in the milk of the woman or the milk of the cow. But that does not necessarily mean because it includes its own baby. But if it sells them, I'm selling you a nursing donkey, then the mustaman is including the sale of the foal, the young baby donkey. No one buys a donkey for its milk. No one has utility for that. And therefore, if you're saying the nursing donkey must have been because you're including the baby with the mother. Someone sells a limb from a living creature. So I'm l'chaver. Someone says to his friend, Rish Eved Zeh, the head of his slave, or Yish Chamor Zeh, or the head of his donkey, and the Mechalach I'm selling to you. So he's actually sold half the animal, the reason that is, of the donkey or of the slave, because from the fact that the life of the creature depends on that limb, let's say a head, we see it like as if half of the entity. So to any limb which the person's life depends on it, if they're selling that limb, it's like half the person. But let's say, says to me, Yad David Zeh, the hand of this slave, or Yad Chamer Zeh, or the hand of this donkey, I'm selling to you, then Misham the name, then they evaluate between them, in other words, how much is that limb worth for that work that's fit to be done, and that's how much he takes. So to any limb which the life does not depend on that, the person's soul does not depend on, is the same halacha. Now, in contrast, Amalei Rish Parazu on the Mechalik, but let's say tell him the head of this cow I'm going to sell to you, then actually Lemochel Rish Bobat, then actually he's only told him the head of the cow, not half of the cow. Shari Rish Nimker is Tobin Bamitbuchem, because the head of a cow is commonly sold in the butcher house, where you'll sell it on its own because it's fit to eat. But the head of a donkey or the head of a slave, which you can't eat, so no one sells it independently. Obviously, it means to sell half the value, not just the head. Lochates. Mochel Sarish Bibahim Agasa. If someone sells the head of a large animal, like cows, those type of creatures, so the head itself, like we just said before, is sold independently. So including the sale is not the feet. If he sells the feet, the head's not including the sale. If he sold the windpipe, does not include the liver. If you sell the liver, does not include the windpipe. Now, that's by large animals, which these are all distinct entities. But by small livestock, like a sheep, oh, the machas reish, you're selling the head, it's not so much, but the machas reglaim, including the sale, are also the legs. Machas reglaim, you sell the legs, le machas reish, because the legs have more meat than just the head. So the head is not included with that of the legs. Machas reglaim, you sell the windpipe, machas reglaim, including the sale, is the liver. Machas reglaim, you sell the liver, le machas reglaim, because the liver is independently significant, and that's not including the windpipe. Halachid continues regarding what's including the sale of a pit. If someone sells a pit, le machas memav, the water is not included in the sale. That's independent. But if you sell a garbage dump, or machazivla, that's obviously he's selling the fertilizer, the garbage. Machakavers, he's selling a beehive, or machadorim, he's selling the bees with that. Machashavik, he's selling a dovecat, machazim, he's selling the dove, because in those things are, they're not independent of those entities. They only have the value because of what it has inside of it, in contrast to the pit. Halachid alf, al yolaz me necha. So it says Ram, one should not turn away from your eyes. So ikra gud b'dvar me'ilu, a primary principle in all these things. Shehu minig ha-medina, which is the custom of the country. V'ashemes ha-yidum b'yichu l'chodav v'bedav, and the distinct names that are for every single one of these items, where if there's a custom, then we follow that. Now, b'makim she'ein minig, in a place where there's no custom. V'loy shem sha'akul lem lem b'yichu, and there's no name that everyone says specifically, and b'loy shituv, not even that which is that it's not even shared from many different platforms. If you don't have that, then holchan acher elah klol shabir chacham. Then we go after these general rules with the sages and explain kibushban. Like we explained this already in the perchavav halachachas. Only then do we go after these halachas. Again, if it's a minig or there's a custom or in the time stuff labels that they have, then we go after that.